really want to call the nation to action, particularly because of what the focus of Labor Day is this year.
Labor Day 2016 is being observed under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. Several activities have been planned with a focus on significantly reducing the cases of vector-borne diseases by destroying mosquito breeding sites. Special attention has been placed on the Portmore municipality in St. Catherine, which will see a major cleanup of gullies and drains.
We've had most of the Zigbee cases in the Portmore area. So the national project is looking at a cleanup campaign in the Gregory Park area, Washington, Muse, and Christian Penn areas.
Senior advisor in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sports, Lenford Salmon. Gregory Park Basic School will also come in for attention, as the Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition are expected to lend their efforts in improvements on the grounds. Workers' Week activities are being hosted by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sports in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Local Government. Financial partners for the National Labor Day Project include the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority and Caymanas Track Limited. Other agencies involved include the National Works Agency, National Solid Waste Management Authority, Jamaica Defense Force, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force. A pre-Workers' Week public sensitization campaign will be undertaken on Friday, May 20, in the form of a silent march, starting at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's North Street office and ending at National Heroes Circle. All parishes have submitted their Labour Day project proposals, and the work to be carried out is expected to be led by the mayor of each town. The Kingston and St. Andrew project will take place at the St. Tekel Aminot Early Childhood Learning Centre, while Clarendon will focus on the Maypen Health Centre. Westmorland residents will clean several schools across the parish, and the team from St. James will be at the Charles Gordon Market. The Prime Minister and several government officials will be taking part in Labour Day activities right across the island. What plans do you have for the day?
I'm going to help my sister move and clean up the place.
I intend to attend an event, Stillwaters.
If I'm not at work, I'll definitely be doing some cleaning at home.
Painting the Early Childhood Development Center, as well as decorating the hillside leading up to the church.
I'll be using my Labor Day to go out with some of my church sisters.
I look forward to sleeping in my bed.
I'll be working in my community, in my home. In whatever way I can use my energy, I will.
Organizations and individuals who intend to undertake projects that involve the painting of signs and pedestrian crossings should first contact the National Works Agency, NWA, for approval. Manager of Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says only persons and organizations that have received approval from the agency should install pedestrian crossings this Labor Day.
What we find is that persons will make applications from time to time. We have to go out and we have to look at the locations, physically visit the areas and see that wherever it is that they are asking for us to put down a pedestrian crossing, it is firstly safe for us to do so.
After the Labor Day projects have ended, all roads lead to Emancipation Park.
And then after we're done work on Labor Day, then come the festivities where we'll have Labor Day concert, which is going to be at Emancipation Park this year from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Senior advisor in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, Lenford Salmon. The concert will also be streamed live on television. There is still time to register your project. Call 978-7654 extension 5132 or visit the Culture Ministry's website at mcges.gov.jm. Find a project this Labor Day and for health's sake, keep it clean.
For health's sake, keep it clean.
JCDC presents the Culinary Arts Regional Competition 2016, Wednesday, May 18, YMCA Auditorium, 21 Hope Road, Kingston. Friday, May 20, St. Mary's Anglican Church Hall, Port Maria. Friday, May 27, Jockey Factory, Lucy Hanover. 10 a.m. daily, admission free. Come see the exciting Dutchy Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, The Rising Chef Competition, Celebrity Cook-Off, and much more. Free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Sponsored by Chase Fund, Grace Foods, Excelsior, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Nestle, WeCan, Lifestyle, Span Spring Water and Petco.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.